From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, April 12th, and happy 83rd birthday to jazz musician Herbie Hancock. Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett Kia Mall of Georgia. Two more auto theft crew members have been arrested. Two others remain at large. Teen with incredibly rare genetic condition, first in world to be cured. And Gwinnett launches educational hub to explain upcoming transit referendum. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? Kia Mall of Georgia is a family-owned business for over 20 years.
Been here in Buford for 25 years, selling cars to anyone that wants one. The reasons why you would come to a small family-owned dealership, you get that sort of family experience.
Kia Mall of Georgia makes buying, selling, or trading in easy. And that's why customers come back year after year.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave.
So come by the lot today or find us online at KiaMallOfGA.com.
An auto theft ring in Atlanta has led to three arrests, with East Point residents Kylesia Devon Yates, Randy Daniel Martinez, and Javaris Gamble apprehended. Two other suspects, Giovanni Bell and Emmanuel Chavara Ornelas, remain at large. The crew allegedly broke into cars across metro Atlanta, with 400 incidents reported in Gwinnett County alone. Yates was arrested in East Point, while Martinez was found in Kissimmee, Florida, with over 100 active arrest warrants. Charges include auto theft, aggravated assault, and motor vehicle theft. Police urge anyone with information on Bell and Ornelas to contact authorities or Crime Stoppers anonymously for a cash reward. 13-year-old Kai Zhu, diagnosed with a rare wild syndrome, was cured by a pioneering team of British doctors in a world first. Suffering from severe cryelocytosis, she accumulated 28 liters of lymphatic fluid in her abdomen. Dr. Mona Massad, along with experienced surgeons, successfully removed the excess fluid and repaired a liver leak. Kai's journey included visits to multiple hospitals and even China for treatment before finding a cure. Dr. Massad's innovative approach, including lymphatic drainage improvement and delicate surgery to block tiny liver lymphatic vessels, led to Kai's remarkable recovery. Kai's mother, Ning Chen, expressed immense gratitude to the medical team for their exceptional care and dedication. Gwinnett County has launched an educational hub named It's Your Ride Gwinnett to inform voters about its transit expansion plans ahead of an upcoming sales tax referendum. The hub offers residents information on the county's transit expansion plan through monthly videos and resources. County commissioners are expected to vote this summer to place a 30-year 1% sales tax referendum on the November ballot to fund the expansion. The online hub aims to explain the transit plans without advocating for the referendum, navigating state laws regarding political advocacy. The expansion includes spreading microtransit service countywide, creating a bus rapid transit route, and offering routes to Hartsfield-Jackson-Atlanta International Airport. If approved, the sales tax would replace property taxes currently funding the transit system. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Hey, job seekers, your future is waiting. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Seckinger High School. Your chance to shine and make a difference. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face to face with district leaders ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at teamgcps.com today.
The Atlanta Braves have teamed up with Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health USA to promote pet health and adoptions during the current baseball season. Boehringer Ingelheim, based in Duluth, is now the official animal health company partner of the Braves. The partnership aims to connect with the local community and improve animal well-being. Boehringer Ingelheim will engage in activities at Truist Park and the Battery Atlanta throughout the 2024 baseball season. Additionally, the partnership will support the Atlanta Braves Foundation's Game Day pet adoptions, aligning with both organizations' values of community and excellence. The Atlanta Press Club will host a televised debate on April 28th for Democratic primary election candidates vying for Georgia's 13th congressional district seat, currently held by U.S. Representative David Scott. Daily Post reporter Kurt Yeomans will be a panelist for the debate to be held at Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Live streamed on Facebook and gpb.org at 11:15 a.m., the debate will air on Georgia Public Broadcasting at 4 p.m. on April 28th and on WABE at 5 p.m. on May 1st. The debate will feature only Democratic candidates, excluding the two Republican contenders. The 13th district, including parts of Gwinnett County, shifted to the western side of the region after redistricting. We'll be back in a moment.
In Henry County, leadership resonates with action and heart. Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett, our 29th and pioneering African-American sheriff, embodies this spirit. His term reflects more than challenges. It symbolizes victories that glorify our resolve. From the HCSO Restorative Center's triumph to the S3 shaping of our youth for brighter futures, Sheriff Scandrett's compassion extends from advocating for law enforcement to pioneering a mental health unit, ensuring the vulnerable among us aren't overlooked. True leadership is about actions, not just words. It's about changing laws to protect those who protect us, as Sheriff Scandrett has done for injured officers. With proven dedication and unmatched commitment to our community, the choice is clear. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett for Henry County, for our home.
Authorized by the Committee to Re-elect Sheriff Scandrett.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. What sort of food items do you keep in your pantry so you can make quick meals? I always have pasta and pasta sauce, canned tuna, canned beans, and canned tomatoes and rice. These can become the key ingredients to make many meals just by adding some additional fresh or frozen vegetables, ground beef or turkey, or meat alternatives like tofu or texturized soy protein crumbles. So make sure you plan ahead and keep your pantry stocked.
Severe weather conditions, including tornadoes, pose significant threats to communities, with evidence suggesting that climate change may exacerbate their frequency and intensity. While tornado occurrences regularly exceed 1,000 annually in the U.S., the majority are considered light or moderate. However, high-intensity tornadoes, EF2+, are responsible for over 90% of tornado-related fatalities, injuries, and property damage despite their lower frequency. Geographical shifts in tornado occurrences over the past two decades have seen an increase in high-intensity tornadoes in the Southeast, particularly states like Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, leading to substantial impacts on affected communities. Scientists have made a breakthrough by creating brain cells in a dish and connecting them to mimic circuits found in our brains. This advancement sheds light on how our brains function and could aid in understanding and treating neurological and psychiatric disorders. Using a technique developed by researchers at the University of Tokyo, lab-grown brain-mimicking tissues called neural organoids were linked via axonal bundles resembling connections in the human brain. This method allowed for the observation of complex network development and activity synchronization between organoids resembling connections between brain regions. The study suggests that studying lab-grown human neural circuits could enhance our understanding of brain networks and potentially lead to improved treatments for various conditions. We'll have final thoughts after this.
Are you ready to shape the future and make a lasting impact? Gwinnett County Public Schools is hiring. We're looking for skilled carpenters, HVAC technicians, master craftsmen, fleet maintenance experts, and dedicated paraprofessionals. And yes, we're also seeking teachers. Join our team and help us foster a brighter tomorrow. Say yes to purpose. Say yes to impact. Say yes to GCPS. Visit gcpsk12.org/careers today. Your path to a rewarding career awaits. Say yes to GCPS.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune and Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Needham, Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.